18. To County District Attorney William Samuels, Flint City Chief of Police Rodney Geller, Flint County Sheriff Richard Doolin, Captain Avery Rudolph, State Police Post 7, Detective Ralph Anderson, Flint City PD. From Detective Lieutenant Yunel Sablo, State Police, Post 7, date July 13th. Subject, Vogel Transportation Center, Dubrow. As per request of D.A. Samuels and Detective Anderson, I arrived at the Vogel Transportation Center at 2:30 p.m. on the date referenced above. Vogel is the main depot for land transportation in the southern part of the state, housing three major bus lines, Greyhound, Trailways, Midstate, as well as Amtrak service. There are also the usual car rental agencies, Hertz, Avis, Enterprise, Alamo. Since all areas of the transportation center are well monitored by surveillance cameras, I went directly to the security office, where I was met by Michael Camp, Vogel's security director. He was ready for me. Surveillance footage is kept for 30 days, and the whole operation is computerized, so I was able to review everything from the night of July 10th, as seen from the total of 16 cameras. According to Mr. Clinton Ellenquist, the Flint City Cab Company dispatcher was on duty on the night of July 10th, driver Willow Rainwater called in at 9:30 p.m. to report she had delivered her fare. The Southern Limited, which Ms. Rainwater has stated is the train the subject under investigation meant to take, pulled into the Vogel at 9:50 p.m. Passengers disembarked at Track 3. Passengers going on to Dallas-Fort Worth were given the go-ahead to embark at Track 3 7 minutes later at 9:57. The Southern Limited pulled out at 10:12. Times are exact, as all arrivals and departures are monitored and recorded by computer. Security Director Camp and I reviewed surveillance footage from all 16 cameras, beginning at 9 p.m. on July 10th, just to be on the safe side, and ending at 11 p.m., approximately 50 minutes after the Southern Limited left the station. I have all camera references on my iPad, but due to the stated, by D.A. Samuels, urgency of the situation, I will only summarize in this preliminary report. 9:33 p.m. Subject enters the station through the north portal, which is the usual drop-off point for taxis and where most travelers enter. He crosses the main concourse. Yellow shirt, blue jeans. He has no luggage. Clear view of his face for 2 to 4 seconds as he looks up at the large overhead clock. Still image emailed to D.A. Samuels and Detective Anderson. 9:35 p.m. Subject stops at the newsstand in the center of the concourse. He buys a paperback book, paying cash. The title cannot be read, and the clerk does not remember, but we can probably get this if needed. In this footage, the horse's head belt buckle can be seen. Still image emailed to D.A. Samuels and Detective Anderson. 9:39 p.m. Subject exits the station via the Montrose Avenue door, south portal. Although this entrance exit point is open to the public, it is mostly used by Vogel personnel, as the employee parking lot is on that side of the building. Two cameras are placed to monitor this lot. Subject does not appear on either camera, but both Camp and I detected a momentary shadow, which we believe may have been the subject, heading to the right toward a service alley. Subject did not buy a ticket on the Southern Limited, either for cash at the station or by credit card. After several reviews of the Track 3 footage, which is clear and, in my opinion, complete, I can state with reasonable certainty that the subject did not re-enter the station and board the train. My conclusion is that the subject's trip to Dubrow may have been an effort to lay a false trail and thus confuse pursuit. My speculation is that the subject may have returned to Flint City, either with the help of an accomplice or by hitchhiking. It is also possible that he stole a car. The Dubrow Police Department has no reports of vehicles reported stolen in the vicinity of the Vogel Transportation Center on the night in question, but as Security Director Camp points out, one could be taken from the long-term parking lot without being reported for a week or even longer. Security footage of the long-term lot is available and will be reviewed upon request, but the coverage there is far from complete. In addition, Security Director Camp informs me that those cameras are due to be replaced and often malfunction. I think that, for the time being at least, we would be better served pursuing other lines of investigation. Respectfully submitted, Detective Lieutenant Y. Sablo, see attachments.